Welcome to your daily devotional for October 13th, the Fountain of Living Water, John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." In the Bible, in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, we read of a conversation that Jesus Christ had with a Samaritan woman nearly 2,000 years ago. The woman had come to the local well to draw water for her daily physical needs, and she met Jesus at that place. The Lord pointed out that, as a divine Son of God, he not only provides water to quench our physical thirst, but he also offers water to quench our spiritual thirst. Maybe you've been going about your daily business as if God doesn't exist, rarely if ever giving him a thought. Perhaps you have been trying to fill the God-shaped hole in your heart with worldly pursuits, yet you still feel unfulfilled. You may even consider yourself a religious person, giving lip service to a God that you believe in but have no personal relationship with. In these things, you are not alone. They were characteristic of the unnamed Samaritan woman in Jesus' day. We know that she responded by placing her faith in Jesus Christ and testified to his goodness. What will you do? God gave you a free will, and he will not force himself upon you. He wants you to love him freely. Each of us must make a decision. Will we accept the spiritual water springing up to eternal life which Christ offers, or will we reject it? There are really only two options. Any attempt to put off the need for a decision is a rejection. I suppose that there are more procrastinators inhabiting the corridors of hell than all other manners of sinners combined. Who knows how many more tomorrows you will have but God himself? If you do not know what a day may bring forth. The invitation goes out to you today and expires when you do. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Hear the words of Jesus himself who said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Come as you are to the foot of the cross today, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you have already accepted the Savior as your own, good. How are you serving him? How can you serve him more? Share the hope that you have in you with someone today. Even share this devotional if you like, for we know that many folks have never even heard or read a clear presentation of the life-giving and saving gospel.